AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is more to the story of Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz. Investigators said yesterday Glinowitz staged his suicide to hide that he was embezzling money from the department. This is Detective Chris Cavelli.
He was attempting to contact a high-ranking motorcycle gang member through a third party. And the underlying tone and through interviews of this third party, potentially to set up a hit of the village manager.
Cavelli says Glinowitz was going to try to paint Ann Marin as a drug criminal before she could expose him as an embezzler. Investigators are also looking at Glinowitz's wife and one of his sons. The White House is not going as far, but British Prime Minister David Cameron says there's a strong possibility a terrorist bomb brought down a Russian jet in Egypt.
If it is the case, we can't be sure, but if it is the case, it's more likely than not a terrorist bomb on that plane. Then my job is to take the right action.
Russia and Egypt say the speculation is a rush to judgment. Doctors Without Borders released an internal report on last month's bombing of its hospital in Afghanistan.
The group says wounded Taliban fighters were being treated in the clinic when a U.S. gunship opened fire, but says there were no armed men inside. The charity's been sharply critical of the U.S., which calls the strike a mistake. The Pentagon is still working on its own investigations.
One of the things we will be doing is looking at the follow-on actions that include condolence payments.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis is not ruling out payments to families of any Taliban members killed or wounded in the attack.
I don't know that we're differentiating patient by patient.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Searchers have found a baby's body in a creek near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Police say the mother said she put the five-month-old girl in the water. Day before the release of the October jobs report, stocks were lower, the Dow down 4 points. This is AP Radio News. Julian Hernandez's mother in Alabama has been in touch with her son. After looking for him for 13 years, the boy has been found.
She had been through so many false claims. She'd been through chasing leads for 13 years, and she just was kind of apprehensive, but real excited and glad that he was found safe and doing well.
Lieutenant Johnny Evans is with the Vestavia Hills Police Department in Alabama. Julian Hernandez is now 18 and was found in Ohio with his father. They were living under assumed names. He was discovered because of a problem with his Social Security number when applying for colleges. Burial vaults were found beneath a street in the heart of New York University's campus.
There were at least 9 to 12 skeletons in the disturbed burial vault and probably more than a dozen coffins in the intact vault.
Archaeologist Alyssa Valera says they were found by workers replacing a water main. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.